It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, joined today by Floyd Gabler. Floyd's with the U.S. Grains Council. Floyd, it's great to see you again.
Well, good to see you again. Welcome to Washington.
Well, and it's interesting how busy Washington actually is, but from the outside, it seems as though things may not be getting done. And now I'm going to open the door to talk trade. We talk about it a lot, but we may not see things happening instantly in this instant gratification world. What's happening on that front, though?
Well, you know, as you know, this administration is taking a little different tact on trade. The president, when he was a candidate, you know, clearly identified that there are parts of our population that have, you know, suffered from job loss, correctly so, but in my view, his attribution that the reason was bad trade agreements and trade deficits was more of a false narrative, in my view. The trade losses have clearly occurred, and there's a lot of study and research to document this, because primarily of globalization, because of increases in productivity, and because of new technology. I read some information that says that there is some 5 million jobs a month that are created and destroyed in the U.S. economy alone. So, the problem is that, you know, the labor does not adjust to the ability of the changes that are occurring, to the economy, both here and globally. So we're dealing with trade here in a whole different perspective, with the U.S. eliminating themselves from participation in the Trans-Pacific Partnership. We're sort of back to square one, because now our top agenda item is the renegotiation, or what some term the modernization of NAFTA, North American Free Trade Agreement. I would remind your listeners that NAFTA was modernized as part of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, along with that and 10 other or 9 other countries. The reality of it is we're going to have to do this bilaterally, a chunk at a time. In the case of NAFTA, hopefully we're doing this on a trilateral basis rather than the U.S. Doing individual bilateral agreements between Mexico and Canada. Obviously, for U.S. agriculture, it's tremendously important for the grains and corn sector. It's critical. Mexico is our number one export market for corn. But it's a top market for grain sorghum, dried distiller grains, ethanol. Same with Canada. It is a strong market for a lot of those same products. Our industries are integrated. We've got value chains that are in place because of that integration. We see great growth potential with both countries. Our major effort here going into this is make sure that the administration understands that we have a very good relationship, and NAFTA has been a big part of why that is, and that we don't want to lose or sacrifice that, and that while we all agree, it needs to be modernized, let's do it in a way that will be beneficial for all parties involved. So we're in the midst of that. There's a lot of activity. We're going through this period where the administration has been seeking comments from interested parties about their views on NAFTA, because in a month they're going to have to announce what their negotiating objectives are, clear them with the Congress, and then post August 16th, hopefully we'll get negotiations underway. That's the good news. The bad news is that both the U.S. and Mexico are facing elections. Mexico is facing presidential and congressional elections in July of 2018, and the U.S. is having their midterm congressional. And so, you know, it'll be very difficult to try and continue those negotiations during, you know, those election periods. So hopefully we can reach an agreement in that time. If we can't, hopefully we can at least reach a, quote, standstill agreement where we'll suspend negotiations but leave the existing NAFTA provisions in place. Another area that's important to agriculture and a lot of other sectors of the U.S. economy is our relationship with China. You know, the administration, to their credit, has enacted a 100-day trade dialogue process to try and resolve some outstanding issues and build a pathway for, you know, resolving other issues. Biotechnology, again, is a key issue for the U.S. grains industry and the corn sector in particular. There's 8 traits, which I believe 2 or 3 of them are corn traits that have not, you know, not been cleared since December of 2014. This 100-day process put had some 10 objectives for, quote, early harvest and getting processes and procedures for China to, process them and review them and hopefully clear them by the end of this 100-day process was one of those early priorities. So, again, you know, you know, China's an important market. It will continue to be an important market. So we'll have to see where this goes, but we're encouraged that, you know, hopefully we can establish some pathways and benchmarks on some of these particularly long-standing trade policy conflicts and set a pathway forward. So
is this just the nature of the beast? It just takes time to get through these. You can't just push through quick.
No, trade agreements, even bilateral ones, you know, are often take years. Regional multilateral agreements take even longer. We spent over 5 years negotiating TPP. We spent three and a half plus years with our bilateral negotiations with the European Union, which, of course, had not reached a conclusion. So, these are difficult issues to get through, and it just takes time to process yourself. And, you know, if the administration wants to do a lot more bilaterals, they talk about Japan, Vietnam, perhaps the United Kingdom, important markets. But again, Japan and Vietnam were part of TPP. The United Kingdom, while it would be a good trading partner, they're beginning their Brexit negotiation process on Monday. And, you know, it's scheduled to last 2 years. And I think with the recent outcome of the British elections, where the Tory party was actually kind of weakened in terms of number of majority strength, they actually lost it, will make it even more difficult. And they can't really have any real tacit negotiations with anybody, including the U.S., until they resolved their differences with the rest of the EU.
Long road ahead for both of those. Thanks for your time and good luck. And hope the patience comes easy as you work through this.
Well, thanks, Tony. Yeah, and you know, the reality of anybody that's involved in trade is that if you don't have patience, you're in the wrong profession. So.
Floyd Gablers with the U.S. Grains Council joins us on today's Agribusiness Report.